following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi there, welcome to Wilson Wednesdays.
Yes,
welcome. Today, we are blessed to have Dave Taylor, our high school youth pastor. And Dave came back from camp a week ago.
I did.
He is now just fully recovering. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not. But he's got some stories to tell, but we're only going to listen to a couple of them. But I thought it would be cool for you to hear kind of what maybe if you were praying for our high schoolers and our junior hires as they went up to camp. And kind of one of the main ministries here at Refuge is our student ministries. And I thought maybe Dave could share with you one amazing thing that happened at camp.
Well, you were a high school pastor, so you know that it's hard to, especially camp, a lot happens at camp.
Yes, sleepless nights.
Oh, yes. So many. All of them, actually.
Yeah,
just
you
about.
Don't sleep.
Yeah, you don't sleep. That's not a memory that I want to hold on to, though. That's one I can forget. You know, this year was so good for so many different reasons. I keep going back to a specific moment, though. It was on Thursday. And man, you see, you go up to camp and you play the games. It breaks down barriers, and you see kids. They start connecting. They start feeling like a deeper sense of belonging, not just to like the bigger family of God, but even just the church as well. Yeah. And so that's going on, and the teachings were so solid. We were talking about the attributes of God, which you cannot exhaust in a week. You can't exhaust in our lifetime. And Thursday night is when we focused on the love of God and how present that is, and how it's for you, it's for all of us, regardless of what we've done or what we've been through or what our backgrounds are, like whatever. And, you know, there was a moment to respond to the gospel, and Steve, who is the pastor that was speaking up there, he's actually spoken at one of our camps before, and he's an incredibly solid guy. And, man, he just taught in a way that was so clear, and the Holy Spirit really, really, really was drawing people. And so I actually, during that sermon, during that teaching, I was handling some other stuff, and so I wasn't even able to be in that room. And so I try to finish that as quickly as I can, and I come into the chapel, and I go to sit down where my students are, where the whole crew is at, and they're like not there. And I look to one of my leaders, I'm like, bro, where the heck are my, like, where are our students?
They ditched chapel.
Yeah, like, oh my gosh, no way. And he points his finger, and it's literally, he pointed up to the front. And I would say probably about 80 to 90% of our entire group was up there. And I was like, what is going on? You know, because some of them, you know, the majority of them were already believers. So it wasn't like they were, you know, saved or becoming saved. And so I went up there. And there were a couple of kids that responded to the gospel truly for the first time, which
that's
was
awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. It's like, that's all why we do camp, you know?
Yeah.
And so some of them were responding to the gospel for the first time, saying yes to Jesus. There was a good portion of the group that was going up that were already saved, but were going up as not even necessarily a rededication of their life, but a complete full surrender to what God has for them specifically, which is amazing, especially that happens in high school. It's like, whoa, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And then the other kids that went up there, they felt compelled to go up there to support both their friends that were either making that step of like, I'm fully committing my life in service to you, or the people that were responding to the gospel. And so what you had was, again, 80%+ of our group all up there. And what we were left with was just this insane, amazing Holy Spirit driven unity. And it was the raddest thing to even just be a part of, you know. It's one of those things where you just sit back and you're like, only God can do this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, after the teaching was over, there was worship, which was great. And I just have a, you know, I have the picture in my mind of seeing my leaders and their arms around some of the guys and some of my girl leaders with all the girls there on their shoulders and just hugging them and entering into that moment with them and crying with them. And it was so powerful. But after worship was done and everybody was dismissed, our group, our crew stayed in that room for about 45 minutes to an hour continuing to pray with each other,
entering
into those moments, whether that be crying with each other. Just it was so incredibly powerful. And then that continued right after that. I told all the students, I'm like, hey, let's go talk about what God just did. And we had a debrief for about another 45 minutes where all of them are engaged, which is like a miracle in of itself. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're talking to a chapel that's an hour and a half, and we stay an extra 45 minutes. And then after that's another 45. And they were so into it. And really, I think what was felt and experienced was there is this moment that God brought about, and it was complete family and safety and unity. And all the insecurities, all the drama, all the maybe the stuff that was waiting for them down the mountain, none of it was present. And it was just like the way I believe God intends fellowship to be. And it was like, I just want to be in this moment. And so, I mean, that was my fourth summer camp I've been to with the students. That was one of the biggest moments I've ever witnessed at any of those camps. So that's definitely awesome. One of the big, the one so that good. I can't shake. Yeah.
And I think one of the things we talk about of why we do camps, like why are camps so important as part of our ministry here at Refuge, is because it gives kids a chance to get away, spend time with the Lord, kind of maybe have some of those things that hold them back here to break away from those things and just get time under good teaching. We always look for good teaching when we go to camps, and just really space and time away for the Lord to work. And I think another reason why we do camps is because we want to build what Dave just talked about, unity within the body of Christ. We want them to taste and experience it, life together, the good times and the bad times, the drama and all the things that happen at camp. We want to walk them through those times and give them a taste of what unity in the body of Christ looks like.
Right.
And they're almost forced to do that because they're sleeping in bunks and in a really good way. And so one of the things that we try to get as many kids as we can to go to camp for them to kind of build onto the unity of what happens.
Right. And I would just say too, almost the language I want to use is summer camp and winter retreat, like those two times a year set aside. It's actually a big part of our discipleship model back in youth. Like we can think of it as we are marching towards a destination because we know so much, as Jeff was just saying, so much happens up at camp, right?
Yeah.
And like some kids are, you know, all amped about the games that they play. Literally all those things are, I mean, it's a point to be able to connect with their friends and leaders, but they're all things to disarm everybody to be like, okay, and it just makes people more receptive. And then again, as Jeff was saying, the teaching there is incredibly solid.
Yeah.
And so we look forward to those moments, and it's so crazy that, and I'm sure you can speak to this too, where every week we're teaching, every single week we're teaching, there's ministry happening. And in the short week, the amount that goes down in a week, it is incredible.
Yeah.
And so we're going to continue to push camp, obviously.
Yeah.
We'll continue to talk about it and continue to ask you guys as parents and as grandparents and whoever else to pray for us, even as we start thinking and dreaming about what winter camp is going to look like. And so I would covet your prayers on that as well. And
every year, I would say the question comes up oftentimes, well, what is camp? And sometimes, and I hope that helps kind of fit into the vision of why we do camps. There also is always a need as far as scholarships and making money available for kids who maybe can't afford to go to camp. So if you ever have that ability to maybe send a kid to camp, you could talk to Dave about that. High school and junior high, Dave would be the guy you'd go talk to. And again, when you sponsor a kid to go to camp or you scholarship a kid, you're really scholarshiping them to have a unique experience to get away and to get plugged into the family here. And again, all that fits into who we are at Refuge, right?
Absolutely.
We want to be, as my thing says over here, the wall says, we want to be a family. And so, if that's you, if you feel like maybe I would like to help a kid get to camp, Dave would be the one you talk to. Thanks for spending a week with my kids. My kids all went to camp, all three of them.
They
did. Three Wilson kids went to camp, and they actually had a really great time. Came back loving every, I think Jack said it was the best week he'd ever had. So
That's awesome. Well, that's good.
I guess I'm not doing it. What about home? What about spending time with your dad?
That's fun.
Anyways, great time. And we'd just definitely recommend if you're a grandparent or a parent getting your kids away up to camp. I'll say this one more time, then we got to close this. But it's a total safe environment. I mean, we go to Thousand Pines, and it's a very controlled, safe environment. There's camp staff who are awesome there, on top of the fact that we have our church staff there. So it's kind of dual approach.
That's 24/7 staff as well, which is really rad. I think they literally have a number on call this person, and they are there. Nurses, I mean, you got the whole thing.
Yeah, they're probably safer there than they are at home. All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for joining in, and we'll see you next time on Wilson Wednesday.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.